I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned.
Before I get into this message today, I want to share with you a prophecy by David Wilkerson that he gave before he died. He was talking about all the things that we are now seeing going on. He explained how it's going to get worse. And he came out with something that we didn't hear much in those days, that was hidden from you. And that's the child molestation and the child sacrificing and the child selling by so many countries, especially here in the United States. It is such an organized money-making thing that it boggles the mind. Many, many children are disappearing off the streets and they're sold into sex slavery all over the world. And then he talked about the abortion clinics on how much business they're doing. And then he made a comment that God is going to someday just say it is enough. And he said the Lord showed him that everything was going to change in one day. And it's going to start at New York. And I heard him say this in a few other messages before, but I just couldn't quite pin it down. New York is going to be hit by something where people will run screaming from that place. Instead of driving into it like they did at 9/11, they will be fleeing from that city, because that city is so involved in horrible sinful activities, especially when it comes to little children. And that goes on all over North America. Yes, children are being stolen off the street. They're being sold into sex slavery. They're being molested on every point. They are sacrificing them. The Bible teaches us in the Old Testament that people were eating their young. And this is what the president said just a couple of days ago. The left are so far, the Democrats are so far to the left that they're eating their young. I couldn't believe what I was hearing after listening to David Wilkerson's prophecy. Now it's coming from our president. I don't quite know what he meant by that. The Democrats have gone so far left that they're eating their young. Something is on the horizon that is just going to shake us all. And we need to pay attention to that. Yes, we know there's earthquakes. There's all sorts of pestilences that are happening all over the world. But I believe this is the worst that is coming out yet. So we need to open our hearts and our eyes to what's going on around us. This is not just something that's going to go away. This is something that's going to be dealt with by God. And we need to open our hearts and pay attention to what is going on around us. So we need to lift our voices to Jesus that he will do something about all this terrible stuff that's going on. I know we are running out of time. I know that Jesus is going to give us a time to yet preach the gospel, but it's not going to be very long because the Bible teaches us he'll do a very quick work on this earth. The latter rains are being poured out. People all over the world are starting to see Jesus in visions and dreams. And many, many in the Muslim nations are coming to Christ. And it seems like here in America and in Canada, people are starting to look up to this great God. But at the same time, the world system is getting from bad to worse. So before I get into this message today, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you will anoint this message. You will open people's hearts to the signs of the times. Help us to understand and see what's going on so that we can be ready, so that we can prepare our hearts for the horrors that are ahead. I thank you for your grace and I ask you to bless the listener in Jesus' name. Amen. When David Wilkerson gave this prophecy, he made one comment that made sense to me. He says, we have to get a song into our hearts, a song to Jesus, that when these things happen, that we will be at peace. What he really meant was, we need a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Because if we don't have a relationship, we'll fall into confusion and we will become terribly afraid of what is happening. In Matthew chapter 24 in verse 4, it tells us, and Jesus entered and said unto him, to them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, and pestilences, and earthquakes in different places. All these are the beginnings of sorrows. And this is what I have been preaching over the last 30 years. This is what we're starting to see, and it has escalated over the last 30 years. Kingdom against kingdom, nation rising against nations, famines and pestilences and earthquakes in different places. Now we see in America, not only nation rising against nation, but very close to a civil war if God does not intervene. We are seeing incredible things. And here in our own nations, the babies are being slaughtered by the thousands. It seems like there's no end to bloodshed anywhere. They want to try to make peace on the street, but at the same time, they're killing the young in the hospitals and in abortion clinics. What peace is that? It's unbelievable. I remember a Muslim friend of mine once told me years ago when the Berlin Wall came down, and he said, finally, we'll have peace. And I told him, it's not going to happen. And he said, why will it not happen since the wall of Berlin came down? Now the Soviets are no more. It's not a communist country anymore. And I told him, as long as we keep killing our babies by the millions, there's not going to be any peace in this world. And this is a truth. God is going to do something about this human slaughter that we're seeing in America and in Canada and all over the world. It's the killing of innocent children. What a horror. When I read the Old Testament on how they would sacrifice their children and even eat those children in many, many cases, I am reminded of what's going on today. God needs to put a stop to it. The Bible teaches us in Matthew 24 and verse 11, that many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. And it's not talking about Christian prophets or religious prophets. It's talking about secular prophets. We see the prophecy of global warming, false prophecy. We see the prophecy of all these things that are going on. The news media constantly spinning a story that is designed by Satan himself of what's going on. We see the coronavirus, people all of a sudden, everybody out on the streets, nobody's distancing themselves. Up till now, it was a crime to go to church. Now they don't even care how they're operating. They're crowded together. They're screaming. They're shouting at one another, spitting at one another. Not one peep about spreading the coronavirus. What a lie. What hypocrisy. I can't believe what I'm seeing. I've been preaching about this for 30 years, that these things are going to come. But now that I see these things staring in my face, I can hardly believe the reaction of the people. Terrible fear spreading all over the world. And we have the New World Order right on our doorstep, trying to bring in a one world government. It's not going to happen till Jesus says it's going to happen. And then we have the evolutionists who've been spinning their lies, false prophets, for the last 100 years, telling us we come from monkeys and apes and from some blob somewhere out in the ocean. What a bunch of lies they've been feeding to us. And let me tell you, the news media is right into it. And many people are so sure that evolution is true that they laugh at us when we tell them this earth was created by God. We need to make sure that we stick with the Bible and don't get detoured. In Luke chapter 21 in verse 25, it tells us, and then shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations and perplexities. Look at the distress of nations right now. Unbelievable. The sea and the waves roaring. Incredibly, the tsunamis that cover inland, that they go inland and kill thousands and thousands of people. Years ago, preachers would teach that this means human beings, the seas and the waves, are just roaring. They're perplexed. They're out there screaming. But now we see that being fulfilled physically by the sea as the tsunamis become worse and worse. Then it tells us men's hearts failing them for fear, for looking after the things that we see coming on the earth. For the power of heaven shall be shaken. I want to read something I got off a news report the other day, and it goes like this. The current worldwide pandemic has frightened some to the point of paralysis. They are afraid to leave their homes, fearful of taking a deep breath, fearful of friends and family, and fearful in general. This should not be the response of the followers of Christ. So the question is, where do you stand with these things? Are you afraid? Do you belong to Christ? Have you become born again by the Spirit of God? What do you think of the things that are going on all around us? Do you know in your heart that these things are supposed to happen? Is your preacher teaching you that these are the signs of the end times? Or are you going to some church where they don't even touch an end time message? They're just giving you feel good messages. Well, the time for feeling good is about going to pass, and you need to start looking up. Luke chapter 21 and verse 28 says, "And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh." Very, very interesting. When you see these things beginning to come to pass, lift up your heads, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Are you ready for Jesus to come back? Are you looking for that glorious appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ? Or are you waiting for the Antichrist? Well, if you're waiting for the Antichrist, I don't blame you if your heart is full of fear. That's going to happen automatically. But when you're looking for the Lord Jesus Christ to appear, there's a song in your heart, and you know that all is going to be well with you. For the Bible teaches us it is well with our soul when we turn to Christ for our salvation. So open your heart today to these incredible, important things that are happening, and look up. And lift up your head, for Jesus is coming for his bride. Let the Lord open your heart to this and make you a blessing. Amen.
I may have moments of try to deceive.
Over the years, I have been teaching on how to prepare for the times we are heading into. We understand from reading the Bible that God gave Noah specific instructions on what to do before the flood. He told him to build an ark. And we also know how God instructed Lot what to do before the fire was rained down on Sodom and Gomorrah. He simply told them to get out of the city. Now, how does God want us to prepare for the coming Antichrist, the Mr. 666, and how should we know how soon he is going to appear? The things that have been going on for the last couple of months are sure signs of the times. I read an interesting article which said that the earth has traveled through Matthew chapter 24 in the last couple of months, and we are all beginning to see it. The question is, how do you prepare and how do you know where we are on God's time clock? In Luke chapter 21 in verse 29, it tells us, he spoke to them of a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, you see and know of yourself that summer is now right at hand. So likewise, when you see these things come to pass, know you the kingdom of God is at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. What the Bible is teaching us here, when you see the things that the word of God has been prophesying, pestilences, earthquakes, distress of nations, it says when you see these things, then know that the kingdom of God is right at hand. And it gives us another warning. The generation that sees that will not pass away till these things be fulfilled. So we are that generation that are going to see the Lord Jesus Christ coming back, because we're seeing Bible prophecy fulfilled right in front of our eyes. We know what's going on in the Middle East. Russia is now at the doorsteps of Israel. We know that Iran and Syria, they're all getting ready to attack Israel. That is an end time prophecy. It'll happen shortly. And as we look upon the things that are happening, many Christians are wondering, what do we do to get ready? I know some who are getting ready physically. They're storing up food. They're storing up all sorts of stuff and getting themselves mentally prepared for the Antichrist. Well, the Bible does not say that we're going to be here for the Antichrist, for the salt of the earth must be removed. The one holding back the evil will hold back and until he is taken out of the way. Then shall the wicked one be revealed. And the Bible teaches us we should look for the glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We should look for Jesus and not for the Antichrist. Many people today seem to be stuck in the idea that God still has to try his church. He still has to somehow cleanse his church. The body of Jesus, the church of Jesus Christ, has been cleansed by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's all the cleansing you need to get into heaven. I'm not talking about those who pretend to be Christians. I'm talking about those who are really born again by the Spirit of God, where the Spirit witnesses to them that they are the sons of God. Listen to this in Luke chapter 21 in verse 34. Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting, drunkenness, the cares of this life, so that the day come upon you unaware. So he's telling us, if you're into this stuff, drunkenness, the cares of this life, then you may not be ready for the Lord Jesus Christ. You're more into the world than into God. And you need to understand, you cannot serve two masters. And he also says, occupy till I come. It's not wrong to have a job to go after money, but if that's where your heart is going to be, then that is your God. You need to have a spiritual goal for your finances. I keep saying that over and over because as you get older, you will look at yourself and you will ask yourself, what did I do with my life? Well, it tells us, take heed, make sure you're not caught up in the cares of this life, because this day could come upon you unaware. Here's what's going to happen in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Then in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 15, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. This is the comfort I have for the church. Jesus is coming for his bride. We're not waiting for the Antichrist. We're waiting for the Lord Jesus Christ. So get yourself ready for that incredible event. So let the Lord open your heart to this and make you a blessing to yourself. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.